Sequoias too, and I was never super blown away by them. I think they're built well. I just don't think I was gaining anything. And I know I'm not gaining really much with a Comet or a Diamond either. But those are, I buy these, pretty much every HT that I actually use has a Diamond RH519 on it. So it's a BNC 8-inch antenna, but the antenna is like just basically a wire. Like it's super, super flexible. And I like those because then it's easier to throw them in bags and stuff. It's really hard to damage the antenna. But I do have like my FT60, my ICT10, and my VX6R. They all have the rubber ducks on them, the factory ones. They're no frills, nothing fancy radios. I don't really use them much, and if I do, I just throw them in a bag or clip them on a pouch, and that's pretty much the extent of it. So I leave the rubber ducks on those. But I've read a lot in the 3 years I've been a ham that changing the antenna on an HT isn't going to do a whole lot, and I kind of believe that.